Well, welcome. Grace and peace to you as we gather today in a wonderful chapel with a Hispanic flavor. I've been bugging Byron for some time to provide a space for us just to engage worship from their perspective and from our perspective, so we own it all together. Before we begin, I would like for us just to pause for a moment and remember those that are without power, those that are mourning the loss of loved ones. I think Hurricane Sandy has now 17 known deaths, with approximately 16 million persons without power. And this is devastating, both economically and socially, in terms of how this hurricane has come in and continues to wreak havoc on the East Coast, Northeast Coast. We have been spared much, so we are grateful, but we want to remember those who have not been spared and that who are struggling even now as we gather together in this nice, safe, dry space. So let's just, in the moment of gathering silence, lift up our hearts and prayers to those who are still in the wake of Hurricane Sandy. Lord, even as the storm continues to be around us, we implore your presence to those that are still in the midst, to first responders, to those who have suffered loss, damage, ruin. May those who are called to walk alongside and help be empowered with courage and a sense of your presence. As your Spirit continues to lead us to pray and to intercede and to respond as you call in this moment, we ask this in an exuberant love of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Louise, please come.
Good morning. This will be very interesting to us, especially to me, because, as you know, we are coming from a totally different culture in many ways. We tend to seem like people who improvise a lot, but that is not exactly the truth. I'll start to say this in Spanish. My brother here will help me. ¿Cómo podemos nosotros limitar a Dios?
How can we limit God?
No hay manera de hacerlo. Dios es el Dios de todas las civilizaciones.
There's simply no way to do it. God is the God of all civilizations.
De todas las culturas.
Of all cultures.
De todas las generaciones.
Of all generations.
Solo para mencionar, aquí está Danilo, Luis, Julio.
Just to mention, we have Danilo, Luis, Julio,
Josimar,
Kevin,
Jim. Distintas generaciones.
Different generations.
You see? Y no solo eso. Lo más importante en este momento.
And not only that, but the most important thing at this moment.
Somos diferentes nosotros como personas.
Is that we are different as people. We each are.
Vamos a tratar de adorar al Señor juntos.
We're going to try to worship the Lord together.
Sin importar esas diferencias.
Regardless of these differences.
Nos ponemos de pie.
Let's stand, please.
Voy a leer el Salmo 95.
I will read Psalm 95.
Es una versión reciente de la Biblia. Es la NLT.
This is a recent Bible version, is the New Living Translation.
Y dice así.
And it reads this way.
Vengan, cantemos al Señor. Aclamemos con alegría a la roca de nuestra salvación.
Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let's shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation.
Acerquémonos a Él con acción de gracias. Cantémosle salmos de alabanza.
Let us come to Him with thanksgiving. Let us sing psalms of praise to Him.
Porque el Señor es Dios grande, un gran rey sobre todos los dioses.
For the Lord is a great God, a great King above all gods.
En sus manos sostiene las profundidades de la tierra y las montañas más impotentes.
He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the mightiest mountains.
El mar le pertenece, pues él lo creó. Sus manos también formaron la tierra firme.
The sea belongs to him, for he made it. His hands formed the dry land too.
Vengan, adoremos e inclinémonos, arrodillémonos delante del Señor, nuestro Creador, porque Él, solamente Él, es nuestro Dios.
Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For He alone, and He alone is God.
I used to share some stories of my life. I'm not combining the lyrics or the music. Everything overlaps in our lives. This morning, just yesterday, my wife asked me, what if we need to move from this apartment because of the trees, you know, the wind and all these kind of things? And I was saying, you know what? I really don't know. Let's see if the wind really can blow our house or not. Let's see. So, as you know, thanks God, nothing really tremendous happened. So, God is everything for us. I mean, if we really trust the Lord, we need to live, we need to walk, we need to talk, we need to behave like His son or daughter. So how can we believe in a God who raised from a tomb and not to have faith? So it's difficult. So when we pray, when we praise, when we worship the Lord, so one of the things that I really want to have in my mind and my soul and my body is that He is here. He is within us, but also inside of me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is with us. Thank you.
The scripture reading for this morning is John 3, 1 to 13. John 3, 1 to 13. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him." In reply, Jesus declared, "I tell you the truth, unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." "How can a man be born when he is old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth, unless a man is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." "How can this be?" Nicodemus asked. "You are Israel's teacher," Jesus said, "and do you not understand these things? I tell you the truth. We speak of what we know, and we testify to what has seen. But still, you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man." Byron, come up here and give us the word. Let's pray. God, we thank you for your many people, your many generations, the different ways of singing, of praising you. We just thank you that you are here among us, speaking to each one. Now we just pray a special blessing on Byron as he brings us the word. Let it be fresh. Let it be something new. Let us come to your word with eyes looking to see what you're doing among us in our own hearts. Be with us now. In your name we pray. Amen.
Es un placer y una bendición estar juntos. It's certainly a pleasure and a blessing to be together, though its place seems to be a little bit intimidated sometimes. But nonetheless, we need to speak and hear the word of God. I would like to think under the theme of under new management and approach this text maybe in a different way. Not exclusive of the Hispanic way, but nonetheless in a new way. So bear with me. A new beginning, a new start, a new way of connecting with God starts definitely with Jesus and by the transforming power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus, then it's our new beginning, and Jesus, it's our, under Jesus, we are under new management as well. He is our new manager. In many situations, we see Jesus surrounded by people with or without any means at all. With believers, and we find also Jesus with non-believers. We see Jesus with all kinds of people, diversity. In fact, the four Gospels show Jesus in one-on-one interaction in many times also with the people. And today's scriptures, we just find that Jesus was having a conversation and connecting with a man of prominence, a well-educated man in his own culture. His name is Nicodemus. He was a Pharisee. He was a member of the Jewish ruling council. And later on, these are the people who helped the Roman government also that will condemn Jesus to death and put him on the cross. So this is kind of in a way Nicodemus' team. Nicodemus was a very influential person with his own community, but nonetheless, it seems to be that Nicodemus had some questions for Jesus as well. I'm going to tell you a story that is not mine, but I think it's going to help us to put us in perspective in our biblical reflection for today. There was a couple that frequently were fighting over nothing. They live very disorderly lives, got themselves into a lot of troubles, drugs, gambling, wasting their money on lottery tickets, thinking that this will change their lives and get them a better life. Family and friends attempted so many times to help them out, but no results. And nobody wanted to help them anymore, so everybody kind of gave up on this couple. This couple was completely desperate, not knowing what to do in life. So they were barely making ends meet. In addition, they knew that they knew about this. Otherwise, they knew that it would be too late. One day, after many invitations, they accepted to go to church with their neighbors. That day, they confessed Jesus as the Lord and Savior. Time went by and things started to get a little bit better for them. And with the help of the church, they started to get even better in their lives. Their church was having a retreat, and the couple was very excited to get themselves involved in different ways of connecting with different community members. They read in the bulletin church that every participant to this retreat, they needed to be part of a tournament, of a soccer tournament to be precisely, and they needed to choose a team. This new couple picked a team, but they also encountered a little challenge. Every soccer player and every given team was required to include in their jerseys not only the number, but instead of their names, a Bible verse right here on their backs. It should be displayed then, the number and a text of the Bible. The big day came, and players were showing things like this. Number 7, the Lord is my shepherd. Number 10, like Pelé in the Latin American countries, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and so on. Everybody was so proud displaying this. But our friends, this brother, was shown with pride his jersey and said, number 1 under new management. The team looked kind of surprised at this legend and asked them why he had written this in her jersey. His answer was something like this. I don't know much about the Bible, so I went for a walk with my wife around the block and we prayed God for inspiration. So we were walking around the block and we came to this building. We normally bought some of the drugs and we saw in the window this big display that said, under new management. And we heard a voice that says, that's you. That's why. So I am under new management. The very first day that this couple came to Jesus, they were certainly under new management. They allowed Jesus to take the control of their lives. The Bible text that we just read has that connotation. Jesus is laying out a new proposal for Nicodemus. He needs to be under new management. Nicodemus needs to see things completely different, under new perspective in life, and he needs to be born again, in Jesus' words. Now, let us take a look at the conversation between Nicodemus and Jesus. Right from the beginning, we can perceive that Nicodemus needed to know God and a new work and needed to do a new work in his life. He needed new experiences, and Nicodemus kind of needed a new or a fresh start. There is this urgency from his experience for something completely different. Sometimes we need to, and also we can make him a new man. He needs a new way of connecting with God, that is Nicodemus and his kingdom, and he is not quite sure what he needs to be done. Nicodemus knew that something needed to be different and new and fresh. Nicodemus, it's longing to experience something completely afresh. The way he approached and greeted Jesus was an affirmation and an admiration for a couple of things that Jesus previously done. At the wedding of Canaan, Jesus turned the water into wine, and the cleansing of the temple, where he denounced that the house of the Father cannot be turned into marketplace. So probably these two facts cannot impress Nicodemus. However, this approach of Nicodemus is more to be seen as a matter, in my opinion, of how to enter the kingdom of God. He came to Jesus at night and he said, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miracle signs you are doing if God were not to be with him. Jesus replied back, and I love this. I'll tell you the truth, Nico. No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. What Jesus is saying, I think, is that humanity needs to stop what causes separation from God. Born again, it's a proposal for a new humanity. It's returning to the house of the Father that has already been cleaned. It's about going back home. It's about a fresh start. But why Nicodemus came late at night? Maybe he didn't have a watch. He came at night probably for two reasons. I'm thinking about this. One is because out of precaution. It was not a good idea for everybody to see this dude, this man of prominence, with the carpenter. It was not the same social class. With the prophet that was actually causing turmoil with a revolutionary idea of the new understanding of the kingdom of God. It was not a good business for Nicodemus. Perhaps he did not want to have any public association with Jesus because he was part of this ruling council. So he was an important man. Second thing that I can option that I can think of is because probably the best time to study the Torah, it's late at night. The rabbis used to say that the best time to study the law was at night because there was less distraction and they were more concentrated to hear what God might be saying. Probably that's what Nicodemus had in mind. In this conversation between Nicodemus and Jesus, we see that he had a whole bunch of questions. He saw in Jesus a relief, and he saw in Jesus acceptance as he was answering his questions. Jesus' acceptance, signs and miracles probably attracted him. I think we need more miracles. I think we need more acceptance. I think we need to go all to Jesus as well. What really mattered in this interaction was the fact that humanity needs to be born again. A radical change, it's one's life has to happen, and this is exactly what should be have listened for Nicodemus. Instead, Nicodemus took Jesus' answer with literal meaning. Can someone come this way or that way, being a man of this age? Reason, which is good on sometimes too, but sometimes it's good to think with the heart. The true meaning is that born again, it's an act of God out of love for humanity, but it also deserves a human and individual response. Born again is possible with God's help. Therefore, it comes from above. And it is and it's accepting and expressing one's life through the mindset and a new behavior. Little by little, Nicodemus is kind of picking up this new idea of the carpenter, though also a teacher of the law. Maybe we are not so different from Nicodemus. There are a lot of stuff in the Bible, certainly me, that we don't understand at all. There are many things in life that we do not know why they happen, or at times of turmoil, how to respond. Perhaps some of us today, we find similarities with him as we have tried again and again, and still we cannot manage to get it right. We tried it after tried, and still things are not coming the way we planned. It happens. We have tried to change or to become a better parent, a better friend, a better student, a better professor, a better neighbor, a better worker, spouse, and the list goes on and on. We try and try and try. Let's keep trying. We'll get it right with Jesus. Maybe you are not so different from Nicodemus. We too need God to do a new work in our lives, to help us to see things completely different and from another perspective, perhaps. Maybe we have been longing for a new change, chance in life, a new start, or maybe a new understanding and experiencing the kingdom of God in different ways within or outside of the church as well, as we all have ideas how that might happen. Or maybe not sometimes. Today's proposal from God is to experience him in a closer and a fresher relationship, or maybe to be born again if we have not experienced that yet. We all have to, or want to, or should do. God sent Jesus to start something very new in this world, to experience his love and salvation from eternal death. God is waiting for us to with open arms. His love and is inclusive and not exclusive. Doesn't know any boundaries of language, of skin color, or flags, if there is any. God is saying to us then, keep trying, don't give up, don't give in. Let us try together is what Jesus is saying to Nicodemus and to us all. Let me help you. Don't help me. Let us get it right together. And Jesus is saying to us all also, like a Nicodemus, you're not alone, for I am with you. It doesn't matter if we come in the middle of the night, early in the morning, after a superstorm, Jesus will be waiting for us. Let us try Jesus' proposal to experience God and God's kingdom in a new way. We need to try it with his transforming power and immense love in our lives. We need to be born again, a new start. I need the newness of life. We need to try different ways led by God. Born again is expressing a change of a mind and a change in behavior. But it's also true that this change needs to be coming from the heart. It's not only the mind, but it does require the heart. It's both, in my opinion. Yes, Nicodemus had many questions, and in spite of being a teacher of the law, he had questions, and that was awesome for me. It gave me hope. Those that know the law, they come to Jesus with questions. Oh, that is hope for me. It seems that he had tried everything and still he was unable to change or to get the answers, or maybe an A+, or maybe the GPA was not working good. Well, Jesus is right there too. And to be a better worshiper, perhaps, or a better Pharisee, or a better councilman, Nicodemus knew that in spite of all these successes, he needed to be close to Jesus. He did something that, in my opinion, also is very good. He came to Jesus and asked for help. When was the last time that I got for help? When was the last time that I consulted Jesus to help me out in something else? When was the last time that I consulted Jesus and asked him, where do I go? Instead of saying, come with me, accompany me. Our text doesn't say explicitly that Nicodemus became a follower right away, or what happened after that conversation. It is until we find Nicodemus, according to John 19, that we find Nicodemus no more one-on-one, but actually grabbing people and become a follower. New birth changes everything. People is made new, and they always no longer have power in their lives. It's a new style made possible through Christ. God sent then Jesus so that we can experience salvation rather than condemnation. He made a choice to save us. And without God's love and empowerment, real deep change cannot be possible. So friends, let us leave this place thinking of this, that many times life indeed is tough. It's almost impossible to see a bright tomorrow. Jesus gave to Nicodemus a new start. He put him under new management. Like Nicodemus, through Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, we all can receive not only salvation, but also a new chance in life for a fresh and a new start. So I think Jesus is saying to all of us, God wants to put our lives under new management, under Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. For we all need to be on the new management as well. For this is the word of God for all of us, that we are the people of God. Amen. I will ask you to bow your hands, please, and let us pray for 1 minute in silence as a response. That is, if God has spoken to us all today. So friends, what is God saying to us? And friends, what are we going to do about it? Lord God, indeed, we accept your invitation to become your people, to continue to be your people and being your people. Help us, Lord, to be under new management. Under Jesus Christ. Amen. Would you stand, please? And just lift up your hands and close your eyes with me, please. And think of the shalom of God right now. May the Spirit of the Lord that is present among us right now, the resurrected Christ, and the love of the Father be with us all as we move into a new and fresh start under new management. Amen. Go in peace, and thank you for this opportunity.